Now, wearable technologies, these are, according to Wikipedia, clothing and accessories that incorporate computer and advanced electronic technologies for practical functions and features. It's quite a mouthful, but people are claiming that this is set to become the next big thing. And indeed, the Apple Watch came out just last Friday. Well, here to give us his critical opinion is business entrepreneur Peter Cowley. He's also the UK's Business Angel Investor of the Year. I suppose, Peter, that makes you the Archangel, does it?
Yes, that's what Jenny Chapman from the Cambridge News said recently.
Okay. Well, what sorts of wearable technologies are there? I mean, we've just mentioned Apple's watch, but what sorts of things are in this sector?
Yes, I mean, there have been wearable technologies around for many years, and some of our listeners will have actually got fitness devices on them, which is approximately measuring the calorific usage of the body. Possibly people have heard of Google Glass that was around and has now been withdrawn from the market temporarily. The Oculus Rift, which is a gaming device, a gaming headset. There's various forms of clothing gradually coming in with technology in them. I'm actually an investor in a manufacturer of boxing gloves, which have got technology in them as
boxing
well.
Boxing gloves? What, so you can tell how hard you've socked the opposition?
Not just the how hard, but also the direction that you're actually socking the the chin of the other person. So you can train from that. So you can work out who, you know, give points to the direction and location. So it may well get used by the media to provide better feedback to how well the boxes are hitting each other.
You went down to see the launch of Apple's watch last Friday. Were you impressed?
I'm very impressed with the product. My concern at the moment is the battery life's quite short. So in the old days, of course, the battery would last for forever. We're used to charging our phones every day, so we're obviously going to have to get to the point where we have to charge our watch every day as well. But the user interface is absolutely gorgeous.
Would you find yourself actually using one?
I do use one. I've got on me at the moment, I've got one that I bought a couple of years ago, which was one of the very early smartwatches. And there are a number of use cases which really work for me, things like it vibrating 10 minutes before an appointment. And incoming phone calls appear on my wrist, and I then can make a decision whether to sneak out of the meeting or in order to answer the call.
So that's a yes from you for that sort of technology. What other sorts of things are in this landscape? What's on the horizon for wearable technology?
Huge amounts. We're just really waiting for a number of things. And battery life, as I said earlier on, will be an issue, and batteries technology is moving on rather slowly. But this device I saw in Vienna recently, which is called a Myo, which is an armband that sits on the lower arm, which measures not just the accelerometer and position of the arm, but it also monitors the electrical currents passing through the muscles, so it knows where the hand is. So you've effectively got something that it will detect not just arm position, but finger positions as well. The Google Glass itself, there's a little trackpad available that sits over the thumb at the moment, so you can actually use your mouse just with the forefinger and the thumb.
Oh, really? So you just pinch finger and thumb together and...
That's run it over the top of your thumb, exactly, yeah. There's even a company here in Cambridge which has got some jewellery which emits scents, depending on mood and stress levels, in order, hopefully, to get feedback to reduce people's stress.
Okay, so what does it emit or release to calm people down in a tense radio studio environment?
I couldn't tell you, I'm not a chemist. You should be able to tell me that, Chris.
What about this story about Google and contact lenses? What's
that
all about?
Very interesting. That was some technology that Google has been working on for some time. And this is a contact lens that will have a sensor in it that will measure a level of a chemical, which will tell whether somebody, in time with clinical evidence, whether somebody has potentially got diabetes. But presumably it's also the power is being generated from something in the eye, on the eye, the fluids on the eye.
So your take on this is that this is definitely here to stay, this sort of technology, and it's only going to get bigger?
Yeah, I mean, the figures that are floating around are that about 40 million devices were sold last year, and it's going to be about 300 million in 3 years' time. And they won't all be watches. There'll be all kinds of other devices.
Peter, thank you very much. That's Peter Cowley, who is Business Angel Investor of the Year and a business entrepreneur.
You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney.